In Alabama, we've got Pat who needs some help reinstalling a backsplash. What happened?
Hi. I bought a home that has mirrors for a backsplash in the kitchen.
Mirror.
Okay, that's unusual.
Yes. And I would like to replace them with tile. Do I have to remove the mirrors or can I tile over them? I've tried to remove the mirrors, but they appear to be glued to the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, are they, is it fairly flat and solid?
No, they're flat in the middle, but kind of beveled on the outside of it.
I don't know. What do you think, Leslie? Is it worth going on top of it? I mean, I think you probably can epoxy over it. It'll be a fairly thick application when you're done. But the problem is that because they're glued on the wall, you're going to end up really damaging the wall if you try to take them off. You'll end up breaking them to take them off.
Yeah, and I know.
What kind of tile do you want to put over it?
I was thinking of the sort of the small, the little glass quarter-inch kind of tile.
Oh, like the pretty mosaic kinds?
Yes.
Well, I mean, that tends to adhere really well because of the mesh backing. It really does give a space for all of your mastic or whatever adhesive you're putting on the back to sort of find into the nooks and crannies. You might, Tom, do you think it's going to be too slick on the mirror and you might have to take some sandpaper just to sort of scuff up the face of the mirror?
No, probably not, because think about the mirror as it attaches to the wall. I mean, basically use an epoxy glue on that, and that adheres well to the wall. So I think we can get the tiles to adhere to the mirror. You know, my choice is always to remove it, even though it's a lot of work.
But mirror, it's like a whole host of problems. You know, we have a good trick where you take some piano wire, and if you can get behind it along the top and sort of take that wire back and forth and cut through the adhesive, but you're destined to break that mirror, and, you know, it could be a dangerous task.
You have to be very careful because you'll get shards of glass that'll fly off. You have to wear gloves and safety glasses. And, you know, another trick of the trade is to cover it with duct tape. And then basically very gently try to break the mirror into pieces and then scrape it off the wall that way. You know, the good news is that even if you damage that drywall behind it, you're tiling over. So even if you peel the paper off that the drywall is attached to, you'd probably still be okay.
Okay.
So I would say if you can get the mirror off, that would be my first choice. If not, I'm pretty sure that you could adhere the new mosaic tile right to the top of it.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.